We open with hymn number 146.
Thou my lips,
and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son
and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning.
We say responsibly Psalm 32. Psalm 32, found on page 130. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven,
whose sin is covered.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity,
and in whose spirit there is no guile.
When I kept silence,
my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long.
For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me.
My moisture is turned into the drought of summer.
I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found.
Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him.
Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go.
I will guide thee with mine eye.
Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding.
Whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee.
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
But he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about.
Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous.
And shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our first reading this evening is found in the first chapter of Acts, the 15th through the 26th verse. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, altogether, the number of names was about 120, and said, Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out, and it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show us which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Here ends our first reading.
But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
We hear now the second portion of the Passion history. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, One of you who eats with me will betray me. Behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. And the disciples began to be sorrowful. And they looked at one another and were perplexed about whom he spoke. And they began to ask among themselves who it might be among them who would do this. And they said to him one after the other, Lord, is it I? He answered and said, One of the 12 who dips with me in the dish will betray me, the Son of Man will betray me. The Son of Man goes, that is, as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him that that man had never been born. And Judas answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? And he said to him, You have said it. Now there was at the table, leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter, therefore nodded to him that he should ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' bosom, he said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And he dipped the bread and gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, What you do, do quickly. Now no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him, for some of them thought because Judas had the money box, that Jesus said to him, Buy those things that we have need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, he went out immediately, and it was night. Then when Judas had gone out, a strife arose among them, which of them should be considered the greatest. But he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors, but not so you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who is chief as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are all those who have continued with me in my trials, and I appoint for you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed for me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Then Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately. Little children, I will be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. Jesus answered him, Will you lay down your life for my sake? Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. But he said, Most assuredly, I say to you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you deny three times that you know me. And he said to them, When I sent you without money bag, sack, and sandals, did you lack anything? And they said, Nothing. Then he said to them, But now, he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise his sack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you, that this which is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. Here ends the second part of the Passion History.
But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to thee, O Lord.
We sing hymn number 151.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you and God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our lesson this evening is found in the 20th chapter of Matthew, verses 20 through 25. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it." Here ends our text. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in Christ Jesus, tonight we begin our consideration of the wounds of Jesus. Wounds that did not appear in his flesh, but yet caused great grief to his spirit. The first of these wounds takes place on that night before the passion of the Lord had even begun. There, in the upper room where Jesus gathers together with his disciples to eat the last Passover before his death. The first wound, the wound of betrayal, is revealed. What a turn that night took when there in the midst of eating the Passover meal, Jesus said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." What a thing to reveal during the Passover. Imagine the father of a household waiting to tell a horrible bit of news until everyone was gathered around the table enjoying their Christmas dinner. And so you can imagine how shocked the disciples must have been, especially since he said it in such a way that every single one of them now had to question his own guilt. And one by one, they begin to ask, "Is it I, Lord?" And they were very sorrowful. And by saying, "Is it I?" they meant, "Surely, not I, Lord, but is it I?" And as much of each of them did not want to believe that they were capable of such a thing, they still asked the question, what if it was really one of them? Would they stumble somehow, inadvertently do or say something that would lead to Jesus' demise? Perish the thought. Yet they still asked, because each of these disciples knew that even if they did not wish it, they could still play a part. And that was the last thing that they wanted. But Jesus did not mean by betrayal some arbitrary act, some unthinking, unwilling betrayal, some accident. He meant an actual, willing, premeditated act. An act so wretched that it would be better if the betrayer had never been born. It was a betrayal on the order of that of Ahithophel in the Old Testament, who was King David's friend and counselor, who conspired with Absalom and actively worked against the king to bring an end to his reign, and who, when his part was discovered, went and hanged himself. That is the kind of betrayal Jesus meant, and so he paraphrased the words of David from Psalm 41, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me." The words of David were not merely a lament concerning Ahithophel and Absalom, but they were a prophecy of Christ, as we heard this evening in the reading from Acts. Jesus said, "The Son of Man indeed goes, just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed." Jesus knew the scriptures. He knew the part that he must play. He himself had told the disciples previously, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, where all things that are written in the prophets would take place, and the Son of Man would be crucified." In John 6, verse 70, Jesus even knows that it is shown that Jesus even knows who it was that would betray him when he said that one of his disciples was a devil. Jesus was not some unwilling victim. And even knowing everything that would take place, he did not change his course. The Son of Man goes forth as it is written of him. The wounding that begins with betrayal would become much worse as wound upon wound was laid upon the Son of Man. And yet still he goes forth. With all of the disciples and their excited reaction, one after another asking, "Lord, is it I?" One voice is silent. Judas says nothing. Only after Jesus speaks such damning words, saying that it is better if the betrayer had never been born, does Judas speak. Surely he's wondering, how much does Jesus know? Is this just a bluff? Does he only suspect? Did he hear the jingling of the 30 pieces of silver in the pocket of Judas? Only one way to find out. "Rabbi," Judas asked, "is it I?" Using the same figure of speech as the others, "Surely not I." He wants to appear as innocent as a lamb, but he gives himself away. Notice how all the others call Jesus Lord. Judas only calls him Rabbi. Teacher. And with that, he betrays his unbelief, though this went unnoticed by the other disciples. But Jesus responds, "You have said it." And that's the Hebrew way of using a person's own words to answer his question in the affirmative. "Your own words have betrayed you, Judas," Jesus says. John tells us that after Jesus says these things, that Peter urges John to ask Jesus who it is, because John is there laying with his head upon Jesus' breast. And Jesus answers John so that only he can hear, "It is he whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And when Jesus dipped the piece of bread and gave it to Judas, Satan entered Judas. John does not relate the entire exchange between Jesus and Judas because Matthew in our lesson this evening had already written what had happened. John only adds these words of Jesus, "What you do, do quickly." And he notes that after Jesus had confronted Judas, that Judas went out immediately, leaving the others behind. Therefore, the prophecy of David was literally fulfilled. The disciple who ate bread from Jesus' own hand was the one who betrayed him. And so Judas had his own last supper, that sop, that piece of bread, a last gesture of friendship from the hand of his Lord, before Satan entered him and he fled headlong into his evil work. Jesus was a friend until the end. And even in the garden, Jesus called Judas friend once more. But as it is with so many who spurn the blessings of Jesus, when the pure grace and mercy of Jesus has been turned away, all they can do is hurt and destroy. This truly was betrayal. Jesus is not like we sinful men who, upon learning of some betrayal, becomes enraged and turns upon the betrayer. Which of us in Jesus' place could do what he did? Continue to bear witness of the sin, calling to repentance, offering good gifts, even friendship, as your traitorous friend is condemning you to death. But that is the nature of Jesus, who did not come to destroy and damn, but to heal and save. He is grace and mercy incarnate. And he bears the wounds of betrayal because that is what is necessary that we might be saved. Jesus gave his body into death through the betrayal of Judas. On that night, shortly after Judas ran off, receiving his last bit of bread directly from the hand of Jesus, Jesus gave his body once more, but this time he gave it not to his enemies, but to his friends. And even as he did not spurn to be betrayed by his false friend, but willingly allowed it to take place, this also he willingly and eagerly does for his disciples, for you and me. He took bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. Take, eat, he says. This is my body, which is given for you. Take, drink. This is my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of your sins. No man takes the life of Jesus from him. He lays it down willingly. No man, not even Judas, takes his body and blood from him. Jesus gives it willingly. And with it he gives you the pardon for all your sins. Oh, that Judas had received this supper, but instead he received the bread that marked him as the betrayer. But now Jesus gives his body and blood to his dear friends, his faithful disciples, to answer their question, "Is it I, Lord? Am I in my weakness and in my sin going to harm you, hurt you, betray you? Am I in my coldness, my forgetfulness, the lust of my flesh, the anger of my heart, the fear of men going to turn against you?" Even the closest disciples of Jesus must consider this question. For in the end, not a one of them comes to the table of Jesus as anything but a beggar, weak, wretched in their sin. Therefore, it is right for them to ask, "Is it I, Lord?" Even as it is right for us to ask the same. Yes, your sins are indeed great, as great as the sins of Judas. And yet the body and blood of Jesus are greater still. Therefore, hear the answer of Jesus to such as fear to betray him, who in their weakness and sin and shame dread the fruits of their own souls. Jesus responds, "Take and eat this bread. Take and drink this cup. This is my body. This is my blood. These you do not take from Jesus. He gives them into death for you, and they forgive you your sins. They wipe away your lust and anger and weakness and the coldness of your heart. This he gives you freely, so that you may be certain that even in all your guilt, you have been cleansed by his blood. Therefore, dear friends, let this bread, let his body and blood turn the dreadful question, 'Is it I, Lord, who betray you into death?' into the confident answer, 'This his body and blood he gives and sheds for me.'" Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing hymn number 158.
Let my prayers be set forth before thee as incense. We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all.
Lord Jesus Christ, our merciful Savior, grant, we beseech thee, that our souls may be profited by devout meditation on thy holy passion. Fill our hearts with thy Holy Spirit, that like Mary of Bethany, we may with a humble and contrite heart seek and find comfort in thy love, and present to thee as an acceptable offering the willing service of our lives, renouncing the world and following thy footsteps, bearing patiently all our crosses. Bless us through the remembrance of thy passion, for thy holy name's sake, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Pack it up.
That's my. Do you
it's Maya's. Yes.
Okay.